well hidden. This is where I was when searching voices were calling me. I was in places where time had no meaning, among tangled grass within the rough walls of the roofless walkbooks that stretch to the Brayhead, watching huge snails wander through broken pantiles under a sky aching with distance and the seagull's cry. Am I there? Or am I in the shed whose windows are dark with dust, whose warped benches and clay pots are coated with dust that smells of this dust of dry earth and the wood's slow rot, of the green skin on the rain barrel and oil in a rusting can, where everything has been holding its breath for a long time and vaguely stirs as I potter around and goes back to its secret dreaming when I leave. For I am not there. I am upstairs in a room squeezed into the slope of the roof, a room whose door is disguised as a cupboard, whose walls are pasted with newspapers as old as my great-aunt, only slightly yellowed where the weak light falls across the clutter of long-locked trunks and suitcases stuffed with mothballed clothes. And there I am sitting while the rain patters on the grimy skylight, reading of ferocious battles, sunk fishing boats, and farm shows. But do not think you can reach me there, for they are all in the past, in my mind only, and when I hide in them now, no one can find me.